Metal nanoclusters, as the name suggests, is a cluster of small number of atoms with size being generally less than 2 nanometers. This size is comparable to the Fermi wavelength of electrons. Metal nanoclusters exhibit unique physical and chemical properties which are mostly dependent on their size, composition, surface structure, and the surrounding environment. Any stubble changes in one of these parameters can lead to drastic changes in their properties. Thanks to the recent developments in technology, it is now possible to synthesize nanoclusters with a precision size of a single atom. Such nanoclusters are called atomically precise nanoclusters. Atomically precise nanoclusters, because of their reduced size, find applications in the field of catalysis, quantum computing, and imaging. Usually, such metal clusters have to be stabilized using pi-accepting ligands, for example, isocyanides, trialkyl phosphines, silylenes, and many more. A group of chemists have now successfully synthesized and characterized palladium-7 nanocluster using ketimides as the stabilizing ligand. The imine analog of ketones are called ketimides. Ketimides are known to be very good pi acceptors. They can promote metal-metal bonding, and hence ketimides are very much suitable to stabilize the low-valent palladium complex. The palladium-7 6+ complex formed has 6 palladium atoms arranged as a hexagon, and the 7th palladium atom is at the center. The complex as a whole exhibits hexagonal planar geometry, and the adjacent palladium atoms are bridged by ketimide ligands in an alternating up and down manner. When analyzed, it was found that the ring current of this cluster was comparable to that of benzene. It is the first time that an all-metal aromatic nanocluster is prepared, having symmetry as well as ring current, which is very much similar to benzene. Upon further studies, it was found that this complex on reaction with triphenyl phosphine gives the tris-ligated 16-electron palladium-0 complex PdPPH3-thrice, opening up the possibilities to exploit this as a pre-catalyst for a variety of cross-coupling reactions in the days to come.